Arise and be with us this week on This Week in Mormons.
Arise, arise, arise.
Is that like a Christian rock song?
That's our, that's our like Mormon youth song. It's our Mormon youth anthem.
There's
right
a Mormon
now.
Youth anthem that goes, arise, arise, arise. Really?
I think it's like the EFY song or something for this last year.
Oh, I'm not very up on any of that.
Oh, I am so up on that.
I still listen to Look and Live from EFY 2003. I feel like that was its zenith.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? How about a more excellent way? We're leaving the ways of the world behind us. I think we need more. Who's that? Who's the really bad Mormon band? Sons of Provo or something?
Oh, Joshua Tree. Jericho Road?
Jericho Road!
They are winners. Do you remember when we were at the Deseret Book across from Temple Square and I discovered that Jericho Road has a best of album? I mean,
and
who knew? I didn't know
the
they qualified. So,
well, it was only three tracks. The best of all their music was just three tracks.
That was a great day. That was when I found that, and I found the album by Lindsay Housekeeper. So,
and I bought a new pair of underwear. I mean, you cannot go wrong on a day like that.
And we got it for our buddy Brock, who's on a mission. Elder Barton, everybody write the kid. He's in Honduras or Nicaragua.
We
Nicaragua.
Love you, Brock Barton.
Elder Brock Barton. Find him, everyone. Find him.
Anywho, how's your week been, Jeff?
My week has been great.
How are you?
Thanksgiving was very enjoyable.
Oh, the Thanksgiving!
We had a we had a fun time. We hung out with some friends, and some of these friends had. So one of our friends had her parents in town, and then those parents were friends with like a senior missionary couple that is serving down at Southern Virginia University.
Oh, nice!
So they came up as well.
Neat.
And you forget how great it is being a couple missionary because they can do whatever they want. He's sitting there with he's just wearing a polo shirt with his tag on, watching the football game, having all the fun. Then afterwards, they all went and saw Skyfall, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to be a missionary.
I really wonder if a lot of senior couples are deterred because they think the rules are the same as those for the younger set. They don't realize they can call home and go to the movies and do it really whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, that's the whole point of serving a mission. Like, I honestly feel like if 21-year-olds were smarter, they would be better missionaries that way, too.
Yeah, well, probably. So you think that they should let us go to the movies? Because I know some elders who, unfortunately, would go to the movies.
But, like, a movie on a preparation day, that'd be so bad.
Well, it's funny because we also we picked up the elders in the ward there, one of whom was Fijian. So, as you've taught me, Bula Vanaka, whatever it is.
Bula Vanaka!
That guy. And they talked about how they're allowed to watch movies twice a year, but you can't go to the movie theater, which I think is fine and fair. But they are allowed to watch them twice a year. Of course, it has to be Disney-esque stuff.
For, like, Christmas and Mother's Day?
Pretty much, except all of them said they watch The Holiday every year. I don't know what that's all about.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I'm sorry.
You know,
those
you watch Jack
Santa
Black,
Anna
Ball,
wins.
Winslet.
It's those Santa Anna wins.
What could be better? So anyways, Thanksgiving was good. We did that. And honestly, not to be too personal, my favorite part was my lady and I stayed behind in the house because they all went to the movies. We'd already seen it. And we cleaned up since we didn't provide anything for the meal. So,
is that a euphemism I don't understand?
No, that is not a euphemism that you don't understand.
I'm not engaged. I don't know how
the point
all this
is.
Works.
Have you been watching Hallmark Christmas movies? Because Hallmark Channel is just the place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, what have we seen so far? We have seen It's Christmas, Carol, and and Love at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And
is that where Snoopy hooks up with another big balloon?
That one actually takes place in Chicago, a different breed of Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, I didn't know there was another Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No one does. Chicago is just like the little sister that no one talks to.
You have a little sister that you don't talk to?
Sometimes.
Melanie, I'm so sorry.
I know. But anyways, Thanksgiving was very nice. Fun weekend, you know, all around. Nice to have a four-day weekend, yada, yada, yada. But
So the day before Thanksgiving, a friend of mine does CrossFit out here, and so I decided I was going to go and try out some CrossFit.
Really?
So
how did CrossFit go for you, Al?
So here's the rub, right? I'm a pretty sporty guy, and
yes,
and so
you are very sporty.
I didn't expect to have much trouble with this, but because it was like a personal trainer type feel, he made me do all the exercises correctly.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently I've been cheating with my back on like squats and stuff and all this. Yeah, so I come away and like muscles were just trembling. I was on fire. I couldn't move the next day. And then Thanksgiving Day, we played Turkey Bowl. We had our big football game down with some friends from Hawaii that were up here, and so we went and played, and I was sore. It's very entertaining, though. We had a really good time, and I mean, it's just fun. I wasn't with my family. I was out here in Salt Lake, and so we went and found some, you know, kind of like what you did. You just find a good couple of people to call family for the day, and you play some football and lay on the couch and sleep and eat.
Al,
and
those are called escorts. You can't use
tremendous.
Those.
Jeff... As long as I call them family, I don't have to pay taxes.
Okay, whatever you want to say. Now, do you bring up the see? Now you laughed at me with my my foibles in personal training over the past few weeks, and you see what happened to you too. You see, I am not so weak.
And I quote: "I almost passed out."
The almost passing out was a completely different thing. That was
you
yogurt to eat before all that, and
that was because you've never done a rowing motion before.
Oh,
in your
it was
life.
Not rowing. I was doing very peculiar, like you said. Though I was using all sorts of muscles that I clearly don't use during the day to day.
I'm kind of excited to try out this CrossFit, though. There's a lot of people doing it now. It's all the rage in Salt Lake.
It's all the rage everywhere. And out here. It's serious.
More,
it gets
a lot
results.
Of Boulder. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Is the people that do CrossFit a lot, they're always like super ripped, but they live and die CrossFit.
Yeah, I just want to be
like,
in good shape, but I have better things to do.
I'm like,
shape.
I want to get ripped like playing golf or drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah. You know, there's other things to do with life. You know?
There really are.
So,
do you
want to hear a tragic tale?
Yes.
I have loved where I've lived for a long time.
Go on.
Until this weekend, when some nefarious fools broke into my car and took my iPod. It's very sad.
What?
I'm serious. It's very sad.
You were robbed?
I was robbed. We got in my car, and I noticed the center console thing was up, and I was like, what's that doing up? And then, sure enough, the iPod was gone. Just the iPod, there was a charging cable, like a USB cigarette lighter thing. You know,
did you leave your car unlocked?
What?
Did you leave your car unlocked?
No. I never leave it unlocked. I mean, I'm anal. I put the parking
brake
on.
Did they break in? Was there a window broken? How did they get in there?
I don't know. I don't know what
happened.
Jeff,
I feel like you maybe just left your iPod somewhere and are making a story up so you don't feel like a klutz.
No, I wish I would have left my iPod somewhere. No, because they took that, and they took the auxiliary cable. It was all gone.
How did they get into your car?
I do not know.
I feel like this merits some investigation.
Maybe it does, but I was very sad.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I do a lot of streaming now from, like, my phone and stuff anyway. You know, my iPod's less important than it once was. But
right.
But it's still sad.
Was that the same iPod that went with you to Ukraine and places like that?
Is that the Ukraine? No, no. That iPod died a year later. But this iPod I've had for, like, 5.5 years, so...
Oh, it was time to go anyway.
I am hoping
they broke
that the
in
guy,
and
whoever,
stole something
guy,
worth $12.
Sorry, that the human who stole it, I hope the hard drive seizes up now in a week.
Yeah. See, if you had the phone, you could just like find my iPhone
and wipe it.
No, and track them down and confront them.
I know. This is the downside to the iPod Classic, people. Does not have that advanced technology. Also, how do they get off charging $250 for it even now?
For what?
The iPod Classic, it still costs $250 at this day and age. It's still a functional, moving, spinning hard drive device. It should be like $100 by this point. But Apple can't undercut itself, so.
Well.
So either way, I was thieved.
So did you have the feelings of like being robbed, where you're like, I've been violated?
I kind of did, actually. I mean, I've never really had anything stolen before, so. Yeah, you just feel kind of dirty in a weird way. Like
yeah. Like nothing sacred.
Yeah, I was so like disappointed with just humanity, and It's just sad. Like, who, you know, why people take
when
things?
Really, Jeff, if you think about it, this is the lawyer's way of saying you should have donated to Deseret Industries more frequently because that iPod should have been gone a year ago.
Probably so. But that being the case, you, folks, you might remember from 2.5 years ago when Al foolishly broke his arm without health insurance, and we raised money for him. So if you choose to donate to the TWIM cause and get Jeff an iPod, I'll say yes.
Do you want me to buy you an iPod, Jeff?
No, you don't. You do not have to buy me an iPod. Well, I mean, if you're going to, I'm not going to say no, but no, you don't.
No, no, I won't. Okay, I will good, not buy this thing.
Because I would just want the classic one again.
I won't get you a classic. Here's what I will do. I'll get you a Spotify subscription.
You'll give me a Spotify subscription?
Yes.
I would not say no to that. Let the record show that Al Doan has offered me a Spotify subscription, valued at $10 a month.
Let the record show. It's so true.
Well, that's outstanding. Thank you, Al. Thank you so much.
How did I get into this spot?
I don't know, but I like where we're at right now. I feel like the show can be over. This was great.
Okay, good.
Of course, there is Mormon news, which is why people are tuning in, historically.
Sometimes. One of these days, I'm going to hear these words. I heard on TWIM the other day. I hope somebody says that. I hope you say that as you go about your
business.
I
find the most gratification from finding people who follow us on Twitter or Facebook, and I know who they are, but I don't know them at all. So clearly they don't listen to the show because of me. It's some sort of
I love that they suggest things like so I got a Snickers out of my bishop's candy bowl. That sounds like something that they should talk about on TWIM. What candy do you get from your bishop?
Well, we haven't asked that question recently. What candy do you get from your bishop, Al?
Well, I went in recently. I got a Reese's peanut butter cup and a Crunch bar, but that thing had been picked over.
My bishop provides nothing but just assorted, just some small little hard candy.
Like Deseret Industries on Halloween. Picked over. Like a singles website the day after Valentine's Day.
You know when a hard candy sits for too long and it kind of gets like stuck to the wrapper a little bit?
Is this... Okay.
This is what happened. That's all my bishop has. Just those.
Werther's Originals?
I wish we had Werther's Originals. Oh, my God.
Man, that guy's got to pick it up. How does he expect people to ever have the motivation to come in and repent of their sins, their egregious acts against God, if he does not entice them with peanut butter and chocolate?
I don't know, because remember, Al, we once shared a bishop in California. And how much candy was in that? Remember the giant, the tiered candy receptacle?
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's the only reason I went and repented.
Skittles, peanut butter M&Ms, whatever it took to get you in there to confess.
When I quit tasting the rainbow, he quit absolving me from sin.
That's perfect. So there you go. That was our thank you, listeners. That was our segment about what food does your bishop have for you.
Keep tweeting it out.
Please
people.
Keep sending us ideas for the show. This has proved very useful. It killed 2 minutes.
Wait, there are
a few
airtime. Other ones. Do you remember this?
Oh Damn my it. Gosh! Well, I guess I'm gonna jump right in here to something very serious.
Fine, go for it.
What's that? Are you ready?
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, that was from Leading LDS. At Leading LDS asked, "What's your favorite treat to get from your
Leading
bishop?"
Leading LDS did that. I thought he was on our side. He helped me
Thanks,
with the tie tracker
LDS.
During conference.
Things that should be discussed on TWIM.
Leading LDS, you've got some splaining to do. Well, anyways, you know Yasumake, right?
Yes.
So for those who don't, he is an LDS guy. He's from Mali.
Reached out to us. He wanted an interview, but we never got around to doing it.
I know. We probably could have, too. But Mali, of course, is a West African nation, predominantly Muslim. And he and his wife, in fact, are the only, I think they're the only actual Christians in the country or something. They are the only Mormons in the country, undoubtedly. There's probably a few more Christians. So he's been running for president of Mali, but Mali had sort of an attempted coup d'etat earlier this year. And this has thrown things up in the air quite a bit. Before, we were just all excited to see a Mormon guy from Mali. He was supposed the election was supposed to be before the U.S. one. So we were potentially looking at the first Mormon head of state, and it wasn't even going to be Mitt Romney. Big deal, right? So, but now he's changing his focus.
Now, what is he doing?
Now he's trying to restore democracy, single-handedly, and with the help of God.
So what's the
how does
what's
this
the
make
situation?
You feel?
What's the situation there? Why is he restoring democracy?
I just told you there was a sort of a coup earlier this year.
A sort of coup?
Okay, look, I don't want to do what I did last week when I went off for far too long about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
I loved that.
I know, but some people didn't. They shall remain nameless. But some people didn't love it.
Dang it, Brittany Plathow!
Dang it, Brittany Plathow! It's definitely her and not someone else. But losing my train of thought here. Anyways, the point is, Molly has actually been a pretty functional, like a has had a very good democratic track record, actually. People don't really think about it.
The model of African democracy.
It's done a very good job. So it's unfortunate that they had a military coup earlier this year to force President Amadou Toumani Touare from power. And now the country's basically been in chaos since then.
Okay, so what is he doing to restore this democracy?
I don't know if he has a plan.
I feel like that's a good place to start. What if we started with a plan?
I think he just wants... I think
I mean,
he's
sometimes you can overplan these things, but in this situation, I feel good about let's just have a plan.
Look, we could be looking at our very own, at a modern day, a new Viktor Yushchenko right here. This is happening.
A modern day Yushchenko.
Not a modern day one. It's from 6 years after the fact. So now he's actually fighting.
So the election's in April, right? Is he just planning on waiting and then participating in the democratic elections and hoping that the military people will give back the throne?
He is working as part of his campaign. He is focusing in now on restoring functional democracy to Mali and the value that it has.
That's a bummer because he was just getting ready to run, right? He was going to be the next president.
Yeah, well, I still don't know how much of a serious contender he is. We talk about him in Mormon news because, you know, it pertains to us. I have no idea if he's actually a relevant actor on the national stage in Mali, you know? He might just be a John Huntsman. I mean, let's be honest.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ah, but good. We should still try to get Yasamaki on the show. We should do this.
Yeah. Now that he's in a country where he does, like, we should just help him put together a plan. I feel like that could be good.
Well, since considering you and I did conduct firsthand research about democratization and public opinion leanings in then democratizing Ukraine, who is better suited to do it than the two of us, Al?
Mm-hmm.
No one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write the survey, you do the translations, and then boom, we'll go get food.
All right.
Just I'll like translate. 2006. It'll be perfect.
Head down to the Domashnia Kuchnia.
You mean the Polzata Chata?
Oh, yeah, that's the one that we ate at.
Is the Domashnia Kuchnia the one where I found out I was pickpocketed?
Probably. That sounds right.
That was a sad day. Oh, I have been robbed before. Well, there we go.
So, Caden Trough, who just won the World Youth Chess Championship in Slovenia, he's 14 years old, and he's a Mormon. I'm waiting for the video about this guy.
Well, that's like he's that's one of like four like Mormons in the whole country. That's awesome.
He did good work. Good job, Caden. I can't tell if he's actually living in Slovenia still or if he's a Utah kid now.
Well, let's look up Caden. I'm going to use what we call a search engine. Well, he does have a Wikipedia entry. He's the highest rated player in the state of Utah. So I don't think he's like... It says he's a native of Utah. Al, did you once again not fully read the article?
No, I did. He is, I guess the chess championship was in Slovenia. He's not Slovenian.
So he's not Slovenian.
No. No, Jeff.
I mean, because Trough, I felt
there's
like
no
passed.
Slovenians named Caden, now that I think about
it. Well, he could have been born in the States and given one of those terrible Utah names, but Trough could have been like a South Slavic surname.
It could have gone. So anyway, cool. Good for 14-year-olds knocking out chess. I played chess once.
I mean, he is Slovene because his mom is. Like he's just, you know, he's first generation.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway.
So I'm going to give him some credit and extra credit because Slovenia
also,
is one of the most delightful countries I've ever been to.
Also, can we talk for just a minute about how the NBA is ripping off Motown?
Okay, have you seen this?
Yes,
it makes no sense.
How is that ripping off Motown? So
I feel like we could read the whole
article.
There's
an NBA commercial promoting basketball on Christmas Day, and they've got them dribbling to the tune of
Carol of the Bells.
Carol of the Bells, yeah. How is that ripping off Motown? Yeah. Because Motown also.
Yeah, all it says at the end is that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has performed Carol of the Bells several times over the years.
At the end of the video?
No, at the end of the article about said video.
The video itself
makes no reference to Motown.
Yeah, no kidding. That's because the Deseret News is reporting this. They're making up news, Jeff.
This is yellow journalism at its worst.
This is McKay Coppins before he graduated from BYU.
I think McKay Coppins actually writes under the pen name of Trent Toon. I mean, that's the only explanation, McKay. Prove me now herewith.
I hope nobody minds that I'm eating bugles while we record this show.
You can eat all the bugles you want, as long as you put them on your fingers so they look like crazy like witch fingers.
Guilty.
And then eat them. Yeah, I love this. Sorry. This is just the best thing ever that they even... Oh, everyone, listeners, obey us, okay? Go to this article. Either email Trent Toon at ttoon, T-T-O-O-N-E, at desnews.com, or T-B-T-O-O-N-E at Twitter.
Tip-toon.
And tell him that this is a foolish excuse for journalism. Yeah.
We call on you.
We've done this a few times before and made a little bit of headway. I mean, Peggy Fletcher Stack does follow us now on Twitter.
Peggy Fletcher Stack does?
Yeah, I thought I told you that.
Oh my gosh.
We've done it. It's taken us 2 years of decrying her evil.
I hope that she is a happy woman.
Yeah, I don't know if she is or not.
Yeah, probably not.
Also, I didn't put this one on the on our little board, but here's a great article. You're going to love this one. So Mitt Romney's Utah supporters are upset by how he's being treated by the GOP right now.
What are they doing to him?
Nothing. They're just mad because everyone's so mad at Mitt Romney. They've abandoned him. How dare they? How dare they? It's so ring. It says a lot of people were invested. Meanies.
Wait, go on. What does this mean?
People are upset about this because the GOP has pretty much abandoned Mitt since the race ended.
What do they normally do? What did they do with John McCain?
Well, John McCain has the advantage of still being in the Senate and having, you know, Ambassador Rice to go after and stuff like that. But Mitt Romney doesn't have that luxury. And then he made those things about the gifts and stuff, and a lot of Republicans didn't love it. And so
what things about gifts? Oh,
that thing that he said right after, you know, that's why Obama won. Whatever. Believe what you want. But, But especially Utah Republicans are especially upset with how he's being treated.
Well,
Utah.
So there's a picture that came up through Reddit. Did you see this? Where he's just like, he looks a little disheveled.
Is this the one where he's pumping gas?
Yeah, pumping his own gas. And I guess he recently enjoyed the Twilight movie, says TMZ. He went and saw the Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn Part 2. Well, and he hit up a pizza place. Film. I love the TMZ. If TMZ ever reports on me, I win. I win at life.
Oh, he really does look disheveled, though. That's an awesome picture.
That is a pretty good. That's good.
Look at him, though. He's wearing a patterned shirt, collar unbuttoned. He looks like he's living the dream.
I talked to him for a good 3 minutes while he's filling his tank, the photographer added. I guess he's moving to one of his houses in the town I live in, La Jolla.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, so exciting world. For everyone.
Well, so you feel like he's been abandoned, Jeff? Do you feel like he's been abandoned?
I think you're less relevant when you lose a race.
I feel like he's just going on with life now.
Yeah. And by going on with life, it means he doesn't have to... That hair no longer has to be coiffed. That hair can be wild.
That's a great word.
Well, his hair looks... His hair... Let's face it. Look at his hair, Al. That's not just any hair. That's makeout hair.
That really is makeout hair.
I'm pretty sure that it's not my business what the Romneys do in their spare time. But I'm pretty sure that that's makeout hair.
That SUV was getting some work. Anywho,
it's the only explanation.
So there's another article around this that's it's called Brother Romney.
Oh,
where kind of along the same lines, it's just like he's back to being in the same old self. It's kind of a weird article, but I mean, I even put it on our list. It's like, it's kind of a weird article. I don't know, Brother Romney. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, what are they trying to do?
So he's just a normal guy. That's what they're trying to say. He's a normal guy. And they draw the parallel of King Benjamin and Mitt Romney. How Mitt Romney also works among the people, and that's why they love him. Except that's not always true.
It looks like he gained like 30 pounds.
Oh, I'm sure he did, man. But like, here's the thing: is Mitt Romney, as a Mormon, as a dude, I'm sure a very nice man, like great.
I'm sure he's a wonderful human.
Yeah, yeah,
a beautiful healer.
And it, what's interesting is throughout, like, that man was under so much scrutiny and attack during these elections. So I think a lot of times we can forget that that he's like a real person or that he has a life outside of this stuff. And so it's kind of surprising for us to be reminded of that. I do not know. I do not know. Okay.
You can. I heard your phone, Al. What was that? Why is it vibrating?
Jeff, I hate you so much.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I could just cut your ankles with a knife. Also, yeah, tell us about Real Legacy.
Well, there's not a lot to it, but have you ever wondered about the history of BYU's film program and the
nope.
Church's studio there? Have you gotten up in the morning
no.
and wondered to yourself,
uh-uh.
Where did these things come from?
Never wondered about that.
Have you ever watched the Disney animated film Cinderella? And,
yeah.
And then looked at a photograph of Wetzel O. Judge Whitaker and said, wait a minute. Those wicked stepsisters
Gus?
Look a lot like this guy.
Is he Gus Gus?
Not Gus Gus. The stepsisters were actually designed after this fella.
Nice.
So
well,
he's
a fine-looking man.
The point was the Whitaker brothers themselves were LDS.
They... Wait, they were really... were the stepsisters really designed after
Walt
them?
Walt Disney employed Mormons. This is crazy, I know. And yeah, they actually designed them after themselves because they thought that making them look more, you know, masculine would be bad for female characters.
Is that true?
I'm reading it right here.
No, literally.
So, anyways, the point was this man had a big future in the church's growing interest in using media. And so there's just a movie out that's called A Real Legacy. And it's a history of filmmaker Wetzel O. Whitaker and the Brigham Young University Motion Pictures.
Is it all about him and Gordon B. Hinckley? Because I feel like those are really the pioneers in the media world for the Mormons.
I don't know if President Hinckley's was around for a while, but
Wetzel and Gordon.
I mean,
the old duo.
Cinderella came out in the mid-50s. I don't know the year exactly, but around then. And I don't know if they would have overlapped.
Well, that was...
Now, they do mention Reed Smoot, of course. And we can blame Reed Smoot for a lot of things, particularly Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I mean...
Now, if you can't tell,
the thing is, I'm acquainted with people from the Smoot estate, and it disappoints me that they had any role in Indiana Jones 4. It's very sad.
If you can't tell, it's been a slow week in Mormon news. Just a really, slow week.
It is a slow week in Mormon news. That's just how these things go. Al, do you have any bad dating stories to share with the class? That'll kill at least 5 minutes and make everyone laugh, so go ahead.
No, I don't, Jeff. I have only the greatest of dating stories.
Really? Well, that'd be great, too. Share with us the greatest of dating stories.
No, that's a lie.
Tell us
a
story
single.
About something you learned this week.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Uh-huh.
So the church is launching an initiative to... It's just around this Christmas season, and it's they're doing an ad campaign saying... Go Jesus. It's just focusing around Christ and Christmas, helping people understand that Mormons are Christians.
Are we?
And Mormons do participate in Christmas and worship Christ.
Well, we love gifts.
I wonder, do people think that we're Jehovah's Witnesses?
Everyone thinks we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
What's the most common overlap that we get? Is it the Amish? Is it the Jehovah's Witnesses? The Seventh-day Adventists?
Well, I don't... I personally feel, at least from my mission, the most common is Jehovah's Witnesses. But we got a lot of Amish because, I kid you not, the translation in the movie Witness, which, you know, Harrison Ford, Amish country, the translation in Spanish, they actually call them Mormons, not Amish.
Ours had one in Russian. There's one like that too, and so they'd be like, "Where's your big hat?" And I'd be like, "Shut it!"
Is that how you treat them? That's what
I did. It was a rough place. All right, you can only get so far with love. Pretty soon, you got to carry a bat.
You
love
didn't
later.
Even. You spoke Ukrainian, Al.
Yeah, Ukrainian and Russian.
I know you know Russian, but come on, let's be honest. You weren't hanging out in the ghettos of Donetsk or anything.
You
were living the dream in Western Ukraine.
In Kyiv, let's talk about how much Ukrainian is spoken in this Russian city.
Which city?
Kyiv. The signs are in Ukrainian, and that's it. Everybody else speaks Russian.
Yeah, I won't pretend to be an expert. I felt like there was a lot of Ukrainian, but I don't know.
Neither should you pretend to be an expert, Jeff, because are not.
I can talk to you about how much Catalan is spoken in Barcelona.
How much?
It's growing.
Neat.
Well, that was a great moment for everybody.
Anyway.
Speaking of Barcelona, this has nothing to do with Barcelona. So we've talked about this before. FBI fugitive Jason Brown.
Oh, yeah. He's like Jason Bourne, but...
He is,
he's
but
just a
with
hairy
frosted
schmo.
Tips.
Yeah.
So, good.
A white trash guy instead of a Matt Damon.
This is sort of a weird story because the headline says FBI fugitive Jason Brown could be hiding among Mormons.
Yeah, it's kind of a misleading title.
They don't fully explain it, but they just state it again. The man was a... he saw in this fatal shooting of an Arizona armored truck courier a number of years ago. And they believe that he could be taking advantage of philanthropic Mormon church members, the FBI's lead agent said.
See, so what this leads people to believe is that we have some sort of underground network where we're able to move and seclude people and like get them to Canada if we need to.
Well, they say the 43-year-old Brown is good at lying and convincing people that he's someone else and could be taking advantage of a Mormon church member's philanthropy.
No, I know right where he is. Go look at... Melaleuca, they're right up there.
I mean, that's fair to say because we are like trying to be a giving. People.
What other MLMs do we have? I'm sure.
But that's
maybe
the only evidence.
Scheme.
It's like, I mean, he could pretend to be anyone and go into any town, right? I mean, he could pretend to be Catholic.
What he should do is just try and get six people in his downline. If he can just get six people selling for him, he'll never have to work again. If he's good at lying, employ that so that he can get just six people in his downline.
For those of you who are not from Utah and don't understand what's going on, that was a joke about multi-level marketing. And I wanted people to understand, multi-level marketing is...
Rewind and you can laugh with us.
It's very famous in Utah because it's ridiculous. Have you heard of Tahitian Noni?
Utahns are notorious for going after get-rich-quick promises.
Yes, lest we forget the gold rushers and Brigham Young. Come on.
They are not known for... prudent investments.
No, I mean, we all invested in Lehman Brothers.
Didn't we?
They told us to.
Didn't we? Yeah, the Mormons. So there's another article. Michael Anderson has come out with a spat here that says, Election Day has arrived, and as Americans cast their votes, the LDS Church Public Affairs Department, they say that the past 6 months was a success. Despite attacks and accusations Mormons have faced, the church has come through relatively unscathed. It established itself as a political neutrality.
You mean 6 years? Didn't we already talk about this article?
No.
I'm pretty sure we did, because they took this from the Washington Post article from
the 6th.
We talked about this during the election week show. We've done this.
Well, I'm still excited that we made it.
No, the Deseret News is just so late to the game that they published a Post article from 2 weeks ago.
Jeff, I'm so... upset at myself right
Don't
now.
Don't be. You didn't know. You didn't know. You're innocent.
Let's go talk about real legacy.
Read Moroni chapter 8. You are innocent.
I just want to talk about the real legacy.
You want to go back to that movie?
Can we just talk about how that guy was actually Griselda from Cinderella?
Uh-huh. And he is.
Who was the other sister? What were their names?
I don't know. I just know Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day. It's Cinderella. Blah, 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 blah. That's all I
know. Okay.
I'm just singing the songs that the mice sing. Hanging out. We could talk about a very... It was over on Times and Seasons. Missions and language training.
What did they say?
People are concerned. Or there have been many who have argued now that the age has dropped by 1 year for the men in particular. That... it will be easier to learn a language because, you know, you can learn a language better when you're younger. This, of course, fails to take into account the fact that applies when you're, like, under five.
and your dad can speak French and you just hear
That's
words
when
and you pick
you learn.
Them up.
Now, you're not going to learn much more because you're 18. But the other argument is that if you do go to college for a year, even if it's just for two semesters, you are potentially opening yourself up to college level foreign language training.
Oh my bull butter.
And without that,
like college has figured out how to teach languages. How many people took four semesters of German and can't even order a Wiener Schnitzel?
I know. So now many people are saying, what should we do? Should we extend MTC time to make sure they really learn the language, which I don't agree with. You learn the fundamentals.
Suck it up.
3 or 4
Send them
weeks.
Out there.
The rest is just real world experience to learn it. Really.
Hey, Jonathan Green, it's called critical thinking. Why don't you do it before you write your articles?
Well, no, he is merely assessing the silly things other people have said.
Oh.
Don't be mad at
withdrawn,
Jonathan.
Withdrawn, Jonathan Green.
He's no,
withdrawn.
He's no Tim Toon, whatever his name is. He's not McKay in a guise. So anyways, he writes about the stuff that they should do, that society should support stronger language training.
No, people should be less lazy and just start learning languages.
Pretty much. That's really what we're getting at here.
That's what should happen. Like, when I went into the MTC, I was learning Ukrainian and you needed to understand Russian, otherwise you would die. And so my philosophy was, I'm not even gonna touch it. I'm not gonna worry about it at all because I don't want to have to unlearn the wrong things that I might pick up when I get in there. I'll just wait until I get in there and then learn it fresh. I'll be ready. It was just lazy. That was just me being lazy, right? The kids that came in knowing the alphabet saved themselves like a week.
I did the same thing. Like, I was like, should I learn Spanish? And I'm like, why would I want to learn Spanish? I live in Southern California. I'm not going to be able to use it.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yep. No one speaks Spanish there. That's a very good point.
Anyway, they also mention whether or not I'm blanking on what. If they should factor in more previous language training into mission calls, if that could also help.
I've taken 3 semesters of French, and they're like, you're going to France.
Yeah, exactly. Which is funny. I actually had an elder in my MTC group who had 5 years of French under his belt.
Hello.
And he got called to Spain. And then,
Wiener.
And during the mission, he told me he couldn't even remember French anymore. He was like, I just got room for one language in my head. Can't even do two.
It's like that song by the Cranberries. In your head.
I was going to say linger. Do you have to let it linger? The language?
Either one.
You get what I did there?
Yep. Yep.
See? Love me.
All right, Jeff. Let's send it out with a kicker. I know you're excited about
actually,
this.
Click on it. I'm really excited. Folks, we haven't visited Zarahemla Times in some time, and it appears that in our absence, Kevin Beckstrom has gone color.
This is a tragedy.
The Zarahemla Times is no longer black and white, folks. The man is
hold on.
Investing.
How old? How far back do I have to go? Oh. September 14th, he made a transition. Good for him.
So, color. Well, it's been a while since we've done it. So, let's read through with the weird family that does things. this is the one thing, though. Now that he's colorized it, now I look at the family in a whole different way, and I'm actually not even joking, because now it's like they have, like, races to them.
Yeah, they're Mexican. It's a Mexican family.
The mom looks a little more Hispanic. The dad looks
let's call it Lemonite-ish.
Well, the dad looks now like your typical Jim Belushi knockoff, you know? And so, whatever. So, it shows the mom. She goes, like, a fruit stand or something. It's like, there's a sale. And then, which way do I go in these cells? I'm not quite sure.
Jeez, maybe she's cooking.
She's cooking,
soup.
And then there's, like, a hot turkey.
She gave people a turkey, yeah. And then...
And she's cleaning up after all the meal or something. And then the one caption on the end has, you know, the dumb dad saying, you know what I like about Thanksgiving, Kib? It's the one holiday that's laid back and stress-free.
This woman is cross-eyed with a big milk jug.
Mom is not stress-free in this case.
Now, what I think is particularly relevant here, there's a comment that was made, and then Kevin Beckstrom deleted it because he is a coward. But then he replied to the comment after he deleted it, and he says, yes, I do think they had some sort of Thanksgiving celebration back in Nephi time. It was Alma who said, live in Thanksgiving daily.
I don't think that meant that they were hanging around like with turkey and stuff.
Kevin Beckstrom, you goober.
And for a little understanding, the modern day holiday of Thanksgiving, in the United States at least, only dates back to 1863. President Lincoln instituted it to promote national unity in the middle of the Civil War.
There was no Lamanite Thanksgiving going on.
And now
on.
We have the name of the episode. Finally, thank you.
What is the name?
Just Lamanite Thanksgiving, or there is no Lamanite Thanksgiving. Just any derivation of Lamanite Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Zara Hamlet time. So
I'm glad we revisited. I'm so glad he went color. Maybe now if you send us a cease and desist, you can have color doodles on it too.
Yeah. No, I'll make his eyes red and... No, I already did that.
You already did that. Folks, please find us at thisweekinmormons.com and shoot us an email, contact@thisweekinmormons.com.
This Week in Mormons. Also, hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/TheRealTwim. We love interacting with you there. Tweet at us. We'll tweet at you.
And post on our Facebook wall and like it. Of course, that's facebook.com/thisweekinmormons.
Post on our Facebook and you like it.
Share it with your family. Share it with loved ones. Share it with your enemies.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punish people with it.
No, don't punish. I just read Doctrine and Covenants 98. Do not seek retribution.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Jeff, great talking to you, man. Have a great week, everybody.
You too, Al. You have a lovely week. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our TWIM family. We certainly appreciate it and can't do it without you. So until then, just remember, we host this podcast and you don't. This has been This Week in Mormons.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today. Lonely, lonely, tin can at my feet, kick it down the street, and that's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going to rain today.